We are the Association for Child and Adolescent Mental Health, or ACAM for short.
Hello, welcome to the Papers podcast series, the Association for Child and Adolescent Mental Health, or ACAM for short. I'm Mark Tebbs and I'm a freelance consultant. Today, I'm really pleased to be talking with Dr. Christina Stadler, who is the lead author of a paper entitled Start Now, a cognitive behavioural skills training for adolescent girls with conduct or oppositional defiance disorder, a randomised clinical trial, recently published in the Journal of Child Psychology and Psychiatry. Christina, thank you for joining me. Really looking forward to our conversation today.
Oh, thank you for having me. It's a pleasure to talk about our study and our research.
Brilliant. So let's start with introductions. Could you introduce yourself and the people that you worked with on the paper?
I'm a professor for developmental psychiatry at the University of Basel, working at the Clinic for Children and Adolescents at the Psychiatric Hospital. This means I'm a researcher on the one hand, but I also work as a clinician. Originally, I studied psychology, and from the beginning of my study and training in psychotherapy, I always was interested to better understand aggressive and impulsive behavior. And in my research, I focus on investigating why children have problems in emotion processing and emotion regulation, and how we can support them and their families. And yes, you asked me about the people who worked with me on the paper. They all have been involved in this huge research program on conduct disorder. And this project was funded by the European Commission. And there we had a cross-sectional study, a longitudinal study, and also this randomized controlled trial. And I was the PI of this RCT. The RCT was conducted in Switzerland, the Netherlands, and Germany. And therefore, there are so many people on this paper. And Linda, the last author, was my PhD student, and she coordinated this international multi-site study, which quite often was really challenging. And Marietta, the co-shared last author, did all the statistics. And I would like to mention also Nora Raschle, and she investigated the neural mechanisms in CD girls. And we were also interested in the question whether Start Now training has an impact on neural function or what predicts treatment success on a neural level. And Bob Dressman is the person who originally developed Start Now. He developed it for the forensic settings in the United States, and I have a good cooperation with him. And he helped us to adapt this training for young people.
Excellent. Really looking forward to getting into the detail of the paper. So let's turn to it. If you could start by just giving us a brief overview of the kind of aims of the study, it'd be really interesting to unpick why you decided to undertake the interventions in the youth welfare institutions.
Our main objective was to investigate whether a cognitive behavioral skills training, the name is Start Now, would be effective to reduce aggressive behavior in young people aged 14 to 19. And all participants had to fulfill a diagnosis of either conduct disorder or oppositional defiant disorder. And these children with such a diagnosis are characterized by high aggressive, destructive behavior, severe emotional and behavioral dysregulation, sometimes also a lack of empathy or resistance, a lot of opposition in daily life. And you have to know that the rate of CD and ODD in youth welfare institutions is much higher compared to normal settings. Studies indicate a prevalence from about 60 to 80%. So I would say we said that there's really a need to bring promising interventions to these settings. And therefore, this was the reason why we conducted this RCT in youth welfare institutions. Maybe it's also important to know that in this study, but also in the whole EU project, we focused on girls with CD and ODD. And the reason for this is that we do not know so much about females with conduct disorders. Most of the studies have been conducted in males, but there seems to be a gender paradox that means that in case females fulfill the criteria for CD, they often are more affected than boys. So that's interesting. And therefore, we did this study in females.
Okay. And could you tell us what is Start Now?
Start Now is a skills training. The foundation of Start Now comes from cognitive behavioral therapy, but it's also influenced by DBT, dialectic behavior therapy. And one of the main characteristics of Start Now is that We use many illustrations, comics, and film clips. In this skills training, there's a workbook for the adolescents. And we have included this to make it more attractive for young people who are not so often motivated to participate in an intervention. And in the United States, that now has been already shown to be effective, but it was never tested within a randomized controlled try. And in this version of Start Now, we had a 12 weekly group session plus individual sessions. And each session is highly structured and comprises, for example, mindfulness exercises, functional analysis of emotion and behavior, as well as specific topics such as accepting, learning to accept emotions, building up interpersonal skills, or setting goals. All these things have to be learned by the young people. You have to know that the skills training was provided by the staff in the respective institution. Thus, we provided a 2 days pre-training where we taught the staff how to run the sessions. We also trained them, for example, also how to use motivational interviewing techniques that have been shown effective to elicit behavioral change, because most of the young people are not motivated to change behavior. So the overall goal is that staff is enabled to better deal with aggressive behavior, to have strategies to deal with this adolescent, and that they can provide the skills training in the institution.
So yeah, it sounds like a really potentially accessible way of delivering effective interventions. Could you turn to the methodology? How did you go about the randomized controlled trial? And were there any particular methodological challenges that you had to overcome?
That's an interesting question. You know, the study aimed to evaluate how efficient is the skills training Start Now? And we compare this to standard care in youth welfare settings. So what's standard care? Standard care means, for example, music or art groups, individual support, individual psychotherapy, even pharmacotherapy. So there's a lot of things that are provided in welfare institutions. So we asked what has, in addition, this Start Now training an effect. So we use randomized ABBA design, meaning that we randomized an institution either to begin with Start Now, or we randomized the institution to the control group. And I can say that conducting this kind of research in the field is rare, it's not done so often, but it's of major interest because whether intervention is effective in real world and not only in highly controlled conditions like a university setting is quite important. So institutions that were in the control group were offered the intervention after the end of the assessment, after the follow-up. But sometimes they were quite frustrated because they couldn't start and they have to wait a long time. And it was not always easy to convince institutions to participate in our research project. But this is good scientific standard. And at the end, I'm quite happy that we had enough institutions that were willing to participate. One recommendation I would give to researchers is not to overload a study. I think that was a challenge. We were so ambitious in our EU project. We had a lot of research questions. So we had also a lot of questionnaires that we gave to the girls, and they often were not motivated to fill them out. So that would be my recommendation. If you do a study in the field, it has to be feasible to do it and not to overload it. I think it was a burden sometimes for the participants to fill out so many questionnaires.
Yeah, I can imagine. So could you tell us what were the main hypotheses that you were trying to test?
The main question we tried to answer was whether females participating in this add-on Start Now training would show a greater reduction in aggressive and oppositional behavior compared to those adolescents who received only the standard care, so the control group. And we were interested in the change of CD-ODD symptoms from pre-assessment to post-assessment. And we were also interested in the change of symptoms from pre-assessment to follow-up. Post-assessment was done directly after the end of the last of the 12 group sessions. And the follow-up assessment was done 12 weeks after the end of the intervention. Thus, the change in CD-ODD symptoms was our primary outcome measure. And this was assessed within a semi-structured psychiatric interview. We used the kiddie sets. And this interview was done separately with the girls and with a social worker who was, if possible, not involved in the intervention. Besides the interview, Duff also rated aggressive behavior in daily life. Parents rated girls' irritability, and girls also rated mental health problems, so they had some self questionnaires in addition. And we were also interested how satisfied were the girls with the training and how satisfied were the trainers providing the skills training.
Okay, so what did you find?
Yeah, so our results indicate all participants showed less CD and OD symptoms after the 12 weeks. So both the girls who received standard care and those who received in addition start now. So there was no significant group difference directly after the intervention regarding our primary outcome measure. Yet in regard to secondary endpoints, there was some indication for less aggressive behavior that was rated by the staff and less irritability. But we have to focus on the primary outcome measure. First of all, we did find a greater symptom reduction compared to standard care at follow-up assessment. So not directly after end of the intervention, but at follow-up. And this is a medium effect size. So that is interesting. And what does this mean? It means that 12 weeks after end of the training, participants who received Start Now further improved, and we only found a further decline in CD/ODD symptoms in those girls who received Start Now and not in those who only received standard care.
Okay, so how have you interpreted that finding?
Yeah, we discussed this a lot, and first of all, you could say that maybe a skills training that is provided only for 12 weeks is too short to have an effect. In the United States, so Bob Tressman is doing more sessions. But it's important to mention, as I mentioned it already, that at follow-up, there was a significant difference also in our primary outcome. And this is what we have also discussed in detail in our group. And it seems that this is a delayed treatment effect that may, due to further improvement in adolescent skills on the one hand, but this delayed treatment effect could also be related to the fact that staff was better skilled to support adolescent girls in problematic situations, and that the staff applied skills that they learned in retraining also beyond this 12-week group training. I think this is an important aspect that we have to consider. For example, what was really helpful, and that was the information they gave us, that the motivational interviewing techniques are very useful. And maybe they learned how to use these motivational interviewing techniques to engage girls to change behavior. And also this in vivo coaching, I think, is very important. And I would suggest that they applied all these skills beyond the skills training. So their skills also probably improved.
Okay. So, and was there any aspects of the results that kind of surprised you?
What surprised me most is the fact how severely affected are those adolescents with conduct disorder placed in the youth welfare institutions. So according to our DSM diagnosis, 4 symptoms are sufficient to fulfill the diagnosis of DD or ODD. And the average number of symptoms at pre-assessment was about 9 to 10. So that really indicates that they are severely affected. And often there are up to 3 other comorbid disorders they have. So in general, I would say that the burden in affected children and families is extremely high. And DD is predictive for poor mental and physical health, for school dropout, criminal behavior, even premature mortality. And in girls, there's a high risk factor for early pregnancy. I'm really wondering why this disorder still often is so neglected. We need to put far much effort to bring evidence-based care to these children and young people and support the setting, social workers, teachers, and parents. That's the main issue, I think.
I'm wondering what the implications of the study are from that practitioner point of view.
I would say that intervention as start now can be or are a positive approach. They are CBT oriented, derived from DBT. They aim to focus on improving emotion regulation. And I think this is important to focus on improving emotion regulation, because that's what we also found in our EU project. We have investigated, that's what's done by Nora Raschle, how is the brain function in these girls? And what we found is that those areas in the brain that are responsible for emotion processing and emotion regulation are deficient in those girls. And therefore, I'm so interested in the results of our study that is ahead for publication, whether the Start Now training also has an impact on brain functioning in these girls. Sometimes clinicians are still resistant to use skills training for these kids with disruptive behavior, because they discuss maybe children who are in a group session might be negatively influenced by each other. They learn problematic behavior. I do not share this opinion, and I would say that our results show something different. Skills training can be effective. Probably we need a sufficient number of sessions, and especially then when they are embedded in the setting where the children live. Simply learning new skills is one thing, but applying them in stressful daily situations is something else. And often children need support and coaching when they are stressed. Then they have forgotten what they have learned in the therapy sessions. And many children with CD have learned that some of the problematic behavior they show is helpful to deal with negative emotions. So we need social workers, we need teachers that can do this in vivo coaching. So, you know, in vivo coaching is to say, hey, when you are in this stressful situation, try to apply the skill you have learned in the skills training. So I think this combination between a skills training and this in vivo coaching is necessary, and that what we name as multimodal or comprehensive intervention approach. And by the way, this is also recommended by the NICE guideline. Unfortunately, often personal resources are lacking and there's a high burden in staff. That's what I have seen when I visited all the institutions, and I visited institutions in the Netherlands, in Switzerland, and in Germany. And often this is the case, that they are lacking time resources, lacking personal resources. Thus, politics should also take this seriously into consideration and spend enough money to improve current conditions in welfare institutions or correctional facilities. This is well investigated money, I think.
I'm not sure whether this is kind of like outside of the scope of the trial, but I was just wondering whether there are any messages to parents or carers.
Yes, as a clinician in my clinic in Basel, I work with parents. I'm responsible for the outpatient clinic, and there we have very young kids. And I would say it's important to start as early as possible. And also for parents, aggressive behavior can be very, very challenging, especially when children, for example, additionally have callous unemotional traits or show very early this aggressive behavior, that definitely is challenging for parents. And emotion regulation is learned in the context of others. There's no child that is born and is able to regulate emotions. So a child always needs competent, sensitive parents, parents who have the power to set rules. And sometimes the parents need support in doing this in parenting. I would be happy if parents come to us if they need support. And I can see often they need support if a child is too challenging, or if parents have own problems, have stress in life, then we should start to help them.
Yeah, definitely. Is there anything from your trial that needs further investigation, and are you planning any follow-up work?
Yeah, I would have been interested to follow up these kids and to have another follow-up assessment that was not planned within this EU study. And what we do now is we investigate whether there's an impact on the brain of our intervention. So those areas that are affected in girls with reduced emotion regulation capacities are now better. So that's what Nora Raschle is doing, and we will submit this paper. And what we currently are doing, and that's also an RCT study, is we develop a web-based intervention of Start Now and will investigate whether this self-training might also have an effect. So that's what we are currently doing with my team in Basel.
Sure, thank you. Look, we're coming to the end of the podcast. And is there a final take-home message?
Yeah, I would say my take-home message is that especially for those kids with severe aggressive disruptive behavior, we have to bring evidence-based care to the settings where the kids live. So they are not in the clinic with me. They're there only for diagnostic reason, but they often are in foster care, in institutional care, in correctional facilities. And what I already mentioned, there often are lacking resources. So it's definitely needed that we bring this evidence-based care to these settings and to take care for the kids and also for the staff or the people who work with these kids, because it's really challenging for staff, for parents. It's exhausting to deal with this really disruptive behavior with lack of empathy, that there's a lot of burden in staff and parents. So we have to take care for the whole system.
Thank you so much. It's been a really interesting podcast and really important study. So for more details on Dr. Christina Stadler, please visit the ACAM website, www.acam.org, and Twitter at ACAM. ACAM is spelled A-C-A-M-H. And don't forget to follow us on your preferred streaming platform. Let us know if you enjoyed the podcast with a rating or review, and do share with friends and colleagues.